how to work with spiritual consciousness. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.8 states, Dharma Svanushtitah Pumsam Vishvakshena Kathasuyaha. Nodpadyet Yadi Ratim Shramai Vahi Kevalam. Without falling in love with the spiritual world, by constant and humble hearing every occupational or bodily duty you do is certainly and simply useless labor. And vice versa is also true. If you are feeling the love for the spiritual world by hearing the sounds, descending from the spiritual world, then whatever work and menial service you do while simultaneously listening in this way will make you humble, thus awakening even more love in you through hearing. First, put the one which is spiritual hearing before all the zeros which are the work we do in this world, in your life. And put spiritual hearing as number one at all times. And every additional zero means the work you do will in fact increase the total value of the new number beginning with one more and more infinitely as the zeros keep on adding. So I am not telling you to not add the zeros, but I am telling you to put one. In the beginning, and that one is spiritual hearing. There is a checklist of two things to make this work for sure. The sounds which you are hearing should have been recorded by someone who is immersed in the divine visions of the spiritual world of Sri Eka Chakra, and that too specifically while recording them. It does not matter if these sounds are melodious or sweet to hear or not. The inner spiritual substance of remembrance should be there. SB 8, 18, 1968. So we should associate by vibration and not by physical presence. That is real association. Second point in the checklist. We have to gradually learn the art of and become experts in staying physically active by humbly serving and working for oneself and others, all the time listening to realize sounds in the background, to keep our inner consciousness in the spiritual world, even while working, not just while practicing our dedicated hearing meditation only. Shravane jivane chalai bo vyavahar. Discharge each and every duty in life by very carefully as a do or die effort. Not forgetting, by very carefully not forgetting to hear transcendental sounds at every moment of your life. Haath se kaam, कान से सुनो और मन में ध्यान. Only then सर्व सिद्धि होय. That is, you will be able to attain all spiritual perfection. सोई ते खाई तथा देश काल नियम नहीं. Your remembrance in the background of your consciousness of the spiritual world will continue whether you are sleeping, you are eating, you are talking with others, you are cooking, you are cleaning. The internal spiritual consciousness by hearing will always be there. It will not depend on desha, wherever you are situated, what circumstances you are in, and it will not depend on kala, any time of the day or night, or your consciousness or your condition, external condition, or whom you are with or whom you are not with. Hammering our mind by hearing spiritually realized sounds all the time gradually transforms our most jada, leelaless mind into an always alive, leelamoy mind. Thank you very much for listening.